Interview: With Samsung's unique strengths, we are developing a user-oriented AI algorithm. An interview with Ji-hee Kim, head of Language Understanding Lab, Samsung Research. The question of how AI technologies understand human dialogue and queries to suggest an optimum answer is one of the hot topics in the AI industry. Ji-hee Kim, head of the Language Understanding Lab at Samsung Research AI Center, is also striving to develop the technology behind an AI algorithm that can talk with people naturally and propose solutions to a problem. The Language Understanding Lab led by Dr. Kim recently grabbed global attention after placing top ranks at global machine reading comprehension competitions held by Microsoft and the University of Washington, respectively. Samsung Newsroom visited the Samsung Research AI Center in Seocho-gu, Korea to interview Dr. Kim about AI performance in the machine reading comprehension competitions and a future evolution plan for AI algorithms. Ji-hee Kim, head of the Language Understanding Lab at Samsung Research. Please tell us about the MS Marco and Trivia QA competitions held by Microsoft and the University of Washington, respectively, where your team ranked first place. Kim, there have been many global machine reading competitions recently where AI presents solutions to a problem. MS Marco and Trivia QA are among the top 5 global competitions in machine reading comprehension. AI algorithms are tested on whether they can understand and analyze questions to offer answers. Those tests are designed by referring to internet users' queries and search results. What do you think was the critical factor in excelling at the AI competitions which require such high levels of technical expertise? Kim, the ConsNet algorithm developed by the Language Understanding Lab at Samsung Research is upgrading its intelligence by considering real user environments. The algorithm takes natural language into account, such as how people deliver queries and answers online. We were able to win those competitions because the MS Marco and Trivia QA competitions are about AI capabilities in real user environments. In truth, our algorithm was a bit behind other competitors in tests requiring a simple answer to a question after analyzing a short paragraph. But because such technologies have low relevance to real environments using AI technologies, we are focusing on the other tests such as MS Marco and proceeding with continuous R&D. Do you apply the winning algorithms to customer services in real life? Kim, an open lab event was held recently to introduce the labs at Samsung Research to other departments in Samsung Electronics. At the event, we had in-depth discussions with engineers in our home appliances and smartphone departments about AI algorithms. Departments dealing with customer services also showed high interest in what we do because AI-based customer services, including chatbots, are emerging as a hot topic. We hope that our technologies developed at Samsung Research will be naturally adopted to Samsung Electronics products and services. Dr. Kim and the developers of the Language Understanding Lab at Samsung Research are participating in an ideation meeting. What is your future evolution plan for advancing AI technologies and language understanding? Kim, ConsNet is an acronym for Context, Zoom and Network. The name implies that understanding the context of what people say is critical. We need to advance AI technologies to help them understand and analyze short sentences. AI algorithms also need to have capabilities to analyze real-time news reports rather than existing data to give answers to customer queries. We are also developing technologies where an AI algorithm can answer, "There are no proper answers to your query," as well as search for right answers. The so-called rejection problem is an AI technology with a high level of technical difficulties. Please tell us your ultimate goal in developing AI technologies. Kim, the strengths of Samsung in the AI industry are that we can build a knowledge system about connections between machines and applications, and customer demands in the Internet of Things, IoT, environment comprised of personal devices, based on Samsung Electronics' diverse product lineup. This will help us to achieve the goal of realizing a user-oriented AI system by collaborating with global partners in the industry. Samsung Electronics recently began to launch global AI centers, and we will lead the effort of working with AI experts at the new centers abroad.